Oh, so here we are, regrouping yet again on our Monday Night Football Throwdown, Ronnie, the Al Alaman.
Yeah.
And as luck would have it, we were knotted up going into last week's battle between the Patriots and the Jets.
Yeah, it was I thought it was the Bucks and the Jets. It was the Patriots?
It was the Patriots and the Jets last week, my man. And we were.
I'm still getting the Tom Brady thing confused with the Patriots. Every time Brady's playing, I say it's the Pats.
Yeah, it's confusing. It's confusing because he was a lifer there. But no, he's over there in Tampa Bay these days. So it was old Cam Newton going against Sam Darnold in the showdown. Yeah. With the Jets in the Meadowlands.
The frozen tundra.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
So what had happened was the Pats with Cameron Newton, they were favored by 10.
That's correct.
They were giving up 10. And it was actually a very close game. It was only 1-3, so the Patriots did win. However, the good news for us is that we both cover the spread. We both get a W in our columns.
Nice. So now we're still knotted up at 5, but let me just back up for a second. Don't call him Cameron. He doesn't like that.
Beep, 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 beep. Why?
He prefers Cam.
I thought, is this Cameron or is it Cam?
Well, his full name is
Cam.
Yeah, he prefers Cam. His full name is Cameron, but just so you know, he prefers Cam, not Cameron.
That's no problem. That's my bad.
No, I will call him Cam from now on.
I just thought it was Cameron. I thought it was like, call me Ronald or Ronaldo. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't faze me.
Yeah, well, everyone's a little bit different. You know, you can do that. You can play slap and tickle with your name all you want, but he prefers Cam, period.
Okay. From now on out, it is Cam. I do apologize, Mr. Newton.
Okay, and I don't want to be on record as saying that I let you know. So if it happens again, I'm in the clear. Okay.
You let me know. You're the good guy. I'm the asshole of bunch here. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. Established.
We're clear. So before we go into this week's battle, too, let's go ahead and also take stock. I'm proud to announce that my burrito count is now up to 34 on the year.
What?
Yep.
Wait. So how many was it last week?
32.
Jesus.
I know. I'm on a breakneck pace, man. I think I'm probably, right now, the prognosticators are saying I'm probably going to be at 50 by year's end.
Well, that would be a huge fourth quarter for you if you could bang out another 14 of these things or whatever the hell you need.
You know what?
Let me ask you a question, because I know you love burritos. Did you eat both of them in the same day, or was it you had two separate burrito occasions in the same week?
This is the honest truth. What happened is... I went for the burrito. I went to La Bamba's. There's still a La Bamba's standing here, by the way.
Right.
So I went over to the La Bamba's off of 38th Street, the only one left in town. I had that on
Street.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed with my Saturday La Bamba's, I went back on Sunday.
Jesus Christ.
Just a back-to-back.
That's what they call the old burrito Bam Bam.
Yep, the old Bam Bam, the old burrito Bam Bam.
Yeah, you do it Saturday, you wake up, you do it again on Sunday.
Yep, the old bam, bam Bam. Yep.
Yep.
Bam Bam. So I assume
bringing it back.
Your number didn't change. Are you still hovering at 16?
It did not. It could have changed. The other night, it was last, I want to say it was Thursday, the wife called on the way home and she said, hey, I'm cruising by this really good Mexican joint. It sounds good. You want me to bring you something? And for a second, I thought about it and I almost fell for it. But I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let me keep it healthy. We're almost at the weekend. She brought home a few tacos for the kids. I did not do a burrito. Speaking of burritos, what is that, your dog in the background?
Yeah, he heard every time he hears the word burrito, he loses his mind.
Oh, that's really sweet. I see him. Okay, and what is the dog's name?
That'd be Nash.
Nash. As in Nashville, California?
As in Steve Nash, the perennial point guard for Dallas and Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. The Dallas Stars.
No, that the Dallas Stars is hockey. No, it's the Mavericks.
There we go.
Yeah. You know, point guard, is that ringing a bell? No?
Sure, absolutely.
Yep.
Just like Kareem. All right, so let's get into this thing.
Let's do it. Hit me. What do we got
tonight? Well, you know who we got tonight.
Tell me.
We got the Vikings of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Visiting a certain team from a certain town that starts with a C ends with an O, and the middle is Hickag.
Oh, we did Chicago Bears. We got the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. The Chicago Bears.
Division
the Bears.
Rivals coming up on ESPN.
Is that in Chicago or is that in Minnesota?
This is in home of the Sears Tower, always known as the Sears Tower around here. The Hancock Building and Deep Dish Pizza galore, Bob.
Ah, so it's in Chicago. It's at Soldier Field.
The frozen tundra.
It's at Soldier Field. So, Ron.
Soldier Field.
Let me ask, though, because we talked about this last time, but I don't think we got a definitive answer, so I'd like to revisit it again.
Go ahead.
Hurricane Iota, which is nearing landfall currently in Central America, it's a Category 5 hurricane. Hurricane Iota against Ditka, and Ditka has a bad eye from the previous game. Who do you like?
So Ditka's with the eye patch. I like eye patch Ditka 92, Iota 17.
Oh, 17. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
It's all garbage time points there.
Yeah. I have it a little closer. I have Ditka 106 and Iota 35.
Wow, that's a lot of points there.
Yeah, I know. Ditka gets tired in the fourth quarter. He gives up a lot of points in the fourth quarter. But it's, you know, still a decisive win for Mike.
Let me tell you something. If you could take your Sean Connery from last week and combine it with your Chicago accent, you got something there.
How about this one then?
It sounds like a little Lucky Charms guy jumping around.
How about Iron Mike against Sean Connery and the 87 Bears?
Wait, you got Sean Connery with the 87 Bears?
He's going up against Iron Mike Ditka, and it's Sean Connery has the 87 Bears on his team.
Well, the 87 Bears weren't that great.
I know,
remember.
Ron. I know who they were. I'm not an idiot. I'm talking about the team 2 years after the Super Bowl. It's the 87 Bears. They've deteriorated a little bit.
Wow, that's good. So is Connery inside the Red October? Is he? He's hauling all these guys in the Red October in the submarine on Lake
Michigan? Yes, they came over to Soldier inside the Red October. Yes.
And Ditka, is he by himself or does he have a couple teammates?
Sean Connery has the 87 Bears. Ditka is flying solo. Right. It's just Iron Mike.
Nail biter, won by a safety in OT. Ditka 9, Connery in the Red October 7.
I have it. I scored a little bit differently on my end. I have Iron Mike 72, Connery the Red October at the 87 Bears 2. They get a late safety.
That is an incredible score. Well, speaking of tonight's game. Pretty evenly matched game. I'll tell you what, the over-under is set 44. Decent points there. Minnesota's a 3-point favorite coming in to Soldier Field, to the Windy City.
Wow. Now, here's the thing. I know you're a diehard Bears fan, and you've been quite critical of them over the last couple weeks. What the fuck is the problem with that offense over there, man? What's the recipe for success? Give it to me. What needs to happen between the lines tonight to get that offense on track? What do we need to do?
Thinking is that if the Bears can muster up enough points that would equal more points than the Vikings by the fourth quarter, by regulation, they've got to do this. If they can have at least one more point on that board, they're going to win the game.
Wait. So let me make sure I understand this, because what you're saying is a little bit controversial. You're saying that if they can somehow score more points during the four quarters of regulation than the Vikings, and they're going to win?
A win by at least 1 point. That's what I'm saying.
You're out of your fucking mind, but hey.
Figured out a way to do it. Keys to success. I'll tell you what, that GD offensive line has got to show up. I know we got Nick Foles, our quarterback. We talked about this guy already, okay? He's a veteran. He's got a great arm, good mind for football. He can't run. He can't scramble. He can't move. The line's got to give him more than 2 seconds to throw the damn ball.
Are we going to see Trubisky?
Play calling also could be a little bit better. No, Trubisky, I think, is still out. I think he was doubtful going into tonight with the shoulder injury from practice. But if we can get some better play calling, I don't know. Did I hear that Nagy's not calling plays? Did you tell me that?
No, I didn't. Mm-mm. Yeah, Nagy's not calling plays, though.
Hey, heard it here first. He will not be calling the plays tonight.
Two Guys, One Podcast, the inside track. You're like Adam Schefter. You're like Schefty.
Having said all that, I'm going to take the Bears plus +3.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be on the other side of this one because I think the Bears are a fucking hot mess, to be honest. And Vikings, I think, won last week.
Said the Cowboys fan. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Ouch. Hey, at least, you know, we battled last week, so that's a positive. And we're still only one game back in the division. So that's a whole other topic. I will take the Vikings.
All right. You got the Vikings. You and my good buddy Ken Morris up in Minnesota will be rooting for the Vikings. I will be rooting against the Vikings with the Bears. I might even crack a beer tonight. We're going to see.
You know what I really wish for the Vikings is that they would – I think all their offensive linemen need to have the middle name Vaughn. So like Craig Von Harris or Tom Von Schubert. Because the Vaughn is a very Gaelic, powerful Viking name, don't you think?
It's a very white name. So you're saying that you prefer just to have white people on the team then?
Hey, no, I think Vaughn's
Let's get that on record. It's a neutral name.
It's a neutral name. Huh. I know a lot of guys named Vaughn, whatever. Say
it was Nordic. Oh. Stevie Ray Vaughn. Who else? Von Halen. Edward Von Halen.
Von Halen. Von Halen. Yeah. That's the name of a cover band.
Isn't that your buddy Von Dutch out in California? I used to love that guy.
Von Helsing.
Love that guy after college. Oh, Von Helsing. Yeah, you know him. A nice pair of Von shoes. Did you have some Vons?
Yeah, we had more than Vons one pair right of now. Vons. There's a Vaughn's grocery store in there.
Great. Oh, Vaughn, they do have great produce. I got to tell you that much.
And for limited time, get $2 off any produce at Vaughn's by mentioning Two Guys, One Podcast.
Must spend $10 or more.
Not combined with any other offer. See store for details.
All friends at midnight. One per person.
Good luck, supplies last.
Oh, great recovery. Great recovery.
Good stuff, man. All right, listen, we'll see how it plays out tonight. Everybody tune in to Monday Night Football, we'll catch up with you guys at the regularly scheduled time.
All right, see ya.
Peace.
It's Two Guys, One Podcast.